With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it is good to have you listening. Mike Bell, I don't know if the Braves can get any more exciting than what they are right now. Last night felt like a playoff win. We know it wasn't, but we're playing a team that's over 500, a team that's good, a team that's competing for their division. And all of a sudden now, we got a chance to win this series. And you look at today, we're already up 7-2 in an afternoon matchup, Mike. This team right now is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, man, didn't think we'd win all the games against the Giants and Dodgers, but a chance to take 3 out of 4, I mean, yeah. Yes, please. And Dansby, I mean, boy, oh, boy, is he going to get expensive. They better do this contract now. I mean, he's going to be asking for a king's ransom, but he may get it. He's having the best season of his career, and it continued today.
You know what? And it's crazy you say that, because we were talking about, you know, what the money would be. And remember, I was saying, oh, Dansby's not going to get 170, 150. I don't know, Mike. I mean, seriously, like, you look at the top pay of shortstops. If he's producing like this with his bat, and for example, guys, last night he had the home run in the ninth to spark the rally. Today he's got 3 RBI, you know, 3 of the 7 runs that we've scored already. Mike, you might be right. Maybe he gets top-notch money.
Hey, my only beef is, hey, this guy should be more than a 248 hitter. And he is. You know, he's now a 295 hitter, and his career average is up to 253. But the RBIs, you know, think about where they moved him around, every different combination that Snicker used him in, he produced last year, especially now, other than that leadoff spot. But this year, he's in the groove again. Home runs are creeping up again. So he'll be on pace for at least maybe 25 or 30. So, yeah, it's going to be as expected. But, yeah, he is going to be locked in, because this dude is producing, man.
All right, guys, we're going to talk plenty about the Braves. We do want to talk about last night, because it was so much fun, and we will. We also want to tell you, coming up, we are going to talk to a variety of people today and get you ready for the NBA draft. Scott Spinelli is going to stop by. Next hour, he's got a podcast on the Believe Network called The Breakdown NBA Draft Interview. We'll talk to him coming up next hour. And Mike, again, I have no expectations for tonight. You know, people keep hitting me up, Dukes, what are we going to do in this draft? What are we going to do? As far as the draft, I have no expectations. Whoever we get, if we keep the 16th overall pick, if we move, however this shakes out, so be it. Mike, I'm more interested in what we do in the trade market, mm-hmm. What we do to go acquire some pieces to really solidify our team and make us, you know, a solid team that maybe can make a run in the Eastern Conference. I just don't know what's going to happen in this draft.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw that rumor that popped right about the time we got off the air, Murphy's Law, and I saw DeJounte Murray from the Spurs, and I'm like, okay. I know the name. I don't really know. I know he's a guard. So I looked, and you're like, holy moly, this guy just absolutely fits everything you and I have been talking about, helping Trey. Trey can work with the ball, work without the ball. I mean, he's a better defender. This is dynamic. We trade John Collins and whatever other draft picks. And I was saying to him, I was just talking to Bunker during the commercial break. I go, why would San Antonio get rid of this guy? There's 2 more years of control in his contract, and he's really good.
It's a great point, and he is nasty. If you told me you were going to put him with Trey, the scoring stuff that we've talked about and creating off the dribble and all that, that's solved. Defense, he plays defense. So now what do we look like with our bigs down low? Because, Mike, you've said you still want us to get bigger. You still want to add some size. But if you're going to tell me we're adding that guy, I'm all for it.
Brother, let me tell you. I mean, and if I got to give up all the picks along with it, again, if you got that guy, and you got Trey, and DeAndre Hunter continues the upward trajectory, okay. Then if you can add a big fella, man, I like where we're going. The more and more we get closer to this now, I want no part of Rudy Gobert in that gigantic contract.
Yeah,
because the money is just, it takes away the idea about all the other things you want to do with this team the next couple of years.
No doubt. And by the way, with the draft, would it be more interesting if we were a top three team that had, yes, but we're winning and we're in the playoffs. This is where we wanted to be. So we're not one of those teams. So yes, it's always more interesting. Just like when we drafted Trey and we didn't know we were going to go Luka or Trey or what the circumstances were. It's more interesting. But I just don't know how Landry Fields is going to play this tonight, our general manager for the Hawks, in regards to making trades and maybe making a move. Now, again, nothing may happen tonight, guys. That doesn't mean that they won't do anything. We may have to wait till free agency starts, and then maybe even after that. But understand that the process could start as early as tonight if they are trying to make moves. Mm. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. And, of course, follow us on the gram as well across all other social media platforms. We're also going to talk to Josh Kendall today from The Athletic. He covers the Falcons and had some really good stuff over the last few days in regards to the Falcons. We'll talk to him and get his opinions on where we're headed as we get ready for our upcoming camp next month and kind of shake out this roster a little bit. You know, Mike and I talked about the fact that I think it was Wes Durham who said, you know, if you had to give us 53 men, it might be hard because of how you classify them and the positions. We'll talk with Josh about all of that and much more about our team coming up also a little bit later in the 4 o'clock hour. As far as last night, Mike, back to the Braves, because we got to talk about what happened in this 3-run rally in the ninth. We get the 4-3 victory, but boy, the base running, and we've killed this guy. We have killed Marcell Ozuna for making stupid base running blunders. And last night, after he goes opposite field, you know, he then tags up and ends up getting the second on a Matt Olson long fly ball. That really set up the game tying run, you know, and then you had obviously, who was it, Arcia who came up, I believe it was, that got the RBI single, or Contreras, that is,
yeah,
got the RBI single. But Mike, the base running of Ozuna, that's what this team, now all of a sudden we're playing smart baseball.
Right, and it goes back to when Snicker called him out. Part of the lead up to that, you know, whatever that was in Arizona when he kind of said, look, guys, get your heads out of your butt. Think about that Rangers game. I think that was April, right? Or it was early May when he wanders off third and, whoa, what are you doing? That's when Ozzy Albies was calling him out in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sometimes he does play, you know, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. That was a smart move. Got there. Last night was just so clutch. I mean, this is the thing. And it was funny because Squidbilly found that stat. I know it was floating on the internet about how the Braves hadn't won. Squid, what was it, 20 over 26 or 28, whatever it was, when we're trailing after the seventh inning? And, well, we checked that box off last night, Carl.
It's, you know,
and
true.
And got it done in the ninth. I mean, so this is a good Giants team. Better. I mean, obviously, there'll be a lot of drama. I mean, the drama is going to be insane when Freddie comes back tomorrow with the Dodgers. But this is great. If you can finish these guys off, again, some work to do in the top of the sixth. But great job last night and a chance to take 3 out of 4 here.
All right. The other big thing last night is I think we can stop worrying about Charlie Morton. Whatever was wrong seems to be fixed. 11 punchouts last night. He looked great against the Cubs in the outing before that. And then you look at Morton, and all of a sudden now, he pitched 7 innings too last night, which is just great. But, Mike, you look at his last 3 starts. He has 32 strikeouts, 1 walk, and 20 innings pitched. So he's not walking guys like he was, especially in the first inning, putting himself in trouble. He seems that, whatever mechanics that were bothering him are gone. And now, this was one of the things I said, I'm still worried. I don't think I'm worried about Charlie Morton anymore.
No, I mean, he's giving up home runs. That was always something you and I were concerned about with Charlie, and that's fine. But when you're only giving up home runs and there's nobody on base, it's not a problem. That's just 2 earned runs, and that's a pretty good average for a pitcher. So you're right, brother. Good job last night. Good clutch hitting by everybody else. So, I mean, this is good to know that we've had 2 strong outings from Charlie Morton right after you and I were beginning to say, damn, are we going to have to worry about maybe finding another guy, or is Strider just going to replace him in the rotation?
Yeah, today we'll keep you updated, guys. This game is moving along. It was an early start, business person special, around 12:20 over at Truist as they finish up this series with the Giants, and then the Dodgers come in, and we know what that's about, but we'll worry about that tomorrow. Trying to finish this series today. 404-741-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Lots of texts coming in regards to the Braves, talking about how much fun it is right now. 2 walk-offs in 3 days. Arcia had the other one 2 nights ago. That was a walk-off single, and then last night with Duvall with the walk-off single. So they're finding ways to win. Now, the other story that we'll talk a lot about today that just literally broke within the hour has to do with college football. And the reason it's such a big story is because, Mike, we've been talking about Arch Manning for months now and where he might end up, what's going to happen, where is he going to go. We said the three front runners were Georgia, Alabama, and Texas. We gave you guys reasons why he should go to Georgia or Alabama or even Texas. But today we find out, Mike, he is verbally committed to Texas. Now, he has not signed. That doesn't happen until December. But this is a huge coup for Steve Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, now, I was going to say, you and I went round and round about this with some of the Georgia fans out there, as far as, you know, who's got the quarterback resume. And it's not a knock on Todd Monken because he's been around the league and he's played, you know, he's checked all the boxes. But Sarkisian's put a bunch of guys in the NFL. And, you know, the Mannings, obviously the world is their oyster. He can go anywhere he wants. He was recruited. It came down to basically Georgia, Bama, and then Texas. But when you think about Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, you know, going all the way, if you want to take it all the way back, Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that Sanchez is more famous for the butt fumble, but he was a guy that was in an AFC championship game and, you know, got there and also, you know, part of a really good USC squad. So he's put guys in the league. He is in a, like, I thought his second year with us was great. I thought 17, you know, he kind of struggled because it really wasn't an offense he was familiar with. By 18, it was great. Then the defense got all hurt. So and by the way, we love Sarkisian. He was a great guy to speak with here, good dude. And he is now, bottom line, ensured himself, Carl, that he will not get fired at the University of Texas anytime soon because he's brought home the big one.
No, man. And the thing is, what's going to be the fallout effect? Meaning, we said this, when he decides that I'm going there, does he get now the top wide receivers in the country going into next season? Does he get the top running back? Some of these guys have already committed, but I'm saying there will be fallout knowing that, hey, I'm getting a chance to go play with Arch Manning. I also think, Mike, and you know, we talked about this, and creating your own path. I didn't think he was going to go to Ole Miss like Eli. I certainly didn't think he was going to go to Tennessee like Peyton. But this is his legacy. This is his own path now. He's a Manning, guys. It's still a big deal. But you don't have to deal with those pressures of going where, you know, your uncles went. And so Arch Manning decides he's going to Texas, at least committing today, which is huge news. Also, LSU, Clemson, and Virginia were also involved, but they weren't the front runners. It was Alabama, Georgia, and Texas.
Yeah, I mean, look, he did it the right way. With all due respect to the kids, I know for some kids it's the greatest moment of your life, and the bad news is maybe the biggest moment of your life, and that's as good as it gets when you do the old shell game with the baseball hats at the big press conference at your gymnasium at the high school. He just did it the right way, in my opinion. He just said, hey, here's where I'm going. Done.
Austin's a beautiful place, Mike.
Don't have to sell me on it, brother. I dig it.
It's a beautiful place. All right, man, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. A bunch of guests to stop by as well here on the show today. When we get back, though, we are going to get into some headlines. And also, there's still a lot of rumors out there about Kyrie and what's going to happen there. That could obviously change how this thing shakes out with trades and moves, depending on where he goes. And then the Durant thing plays out. We're going to talk about all that and much more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Odyssey.com. It is Dukes and Bell. We're trying to figure out where the Hawks may go with the draft tonight. James Thompson hit us up on Twitter and says, get Ivy. He says, at four, trade, you know, Collins and Bogey. He's talking about making a trade to go get one of these top players. Mike, again, I'm just not for that. Am I seeing this wrong? I'm not. And listen, Ivy's a great player. He's really good. I think the top five guys in this draft are going to be good. I don't know how immediately they'll have success. But I just don't know if that's where we need to be.
I mean, if you want to take a flyer on somebody and, you know, again, remember, guys, he's not getting on the floor because Nate doesn't play rookies, okay? So that's, you can go down and either watch Carl on TV or go down and watch him in College Park with the Skyhawks because that's where he'll be. I mean, look, that is unfortunately what has happened with Nate. And, again, I still think I'd like to know what Sharif Cooper can be, and maybe we'll find out a little bit this year. And Jalen Johnson certainly will have a chance if indeed all the rumors that have been linked to John Collins are true. But I'm with you, bro. I don't need anybody younger. I don't really care. I think I've got enough with Trey. I like Okongwu. I prefer to keep Capella, depending on where these trades go. But, again, there's some pieces out there. Murray from San Antonio is exactly what we've been talking about ever since the series with the Heat ended.
Yeah, he is. And again, if you're not familiar, because again, this is in the Tim Duncan Spurs, so maybe you don't even know who this kid is, but he's a young man that is an all-star already. And I think if you added him to Trey, Hunter, I don't know what we're giving up, because some people say, well, if they're giving us him, you're going to give up Hunter in return. But the Spurs, you know, they want a lot. And when we hear that, what does that mean? That's usually a couple of players that can help them now and future draft picks. That's usually what it means. So I don't know what it looks like, but if you're telling me we get another guy that can fill it up, you know, give you 20, 22 to 25 a night, he rebounds. He's Mike, 9 boards a game, 9 assists. He can do it all.
6'4". You know, I mean, I like it. I did not know as much about him. Again, if you, I know because you were following San Antonio because you grew up there. But, I mean, it's just interesting to see where these rumors are going because, again, on paper, it doesn't really make a lot of sense for Pop and the Spurs to do this. So I'm wondering what is exactly the catch? Is the ask going to be so bigger than what's been reported?
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye out, guys, all afternoon. Deals may be done. We'll let you hear what Woj had to say about a potential Hawks trade coming up. He was talking about that as well. Hey, we'd love to hear from you guys as well. Braves, by the way, 7-4 right now, bottom of the sixth inning. We had a 7-2 lead, Mike, and then got into some trouble. So hopefully we can extend this lead and win another game today. But we're going to keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon, so stay right here. Turtle Behind the Glass, our engineer, Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, last night it was all about Adam Duvall, although there were plays that were made before he got his walk-off single, but this is what it sounded like. The place erupted.
Swing, line drive, center field, base hit. Here comes Weaver on third. Slater up. Here's the throw. It is up the line, and the Braves walk off again.
We've won 17 of our past 20. Coming into today, Mike, and I haven't looked to see what the deal is with the Mets or when they play, but we're 4.5 behind the Mets coming into this afternoon.
Yeah, they got the Marlins, I believe, and the you know, the other thing, Matt Olson, you know, think about the two homers last night, or two homers the night before, a double last night to make it 2-1 to get the Braves back in the game. Olson has just been providing, again, RBIs and just clutch. Again, everyone's going to – and we'll be doing it tomorrow. You know, I mean, it'll be Friedman, you know, Freddie Freeman versus Olson, but he has certainly of late in this win streak really been dialed in too.
Michael Harris, by the way, guys, hitting .337. Oh, this kid. It's pretty impressive.
I think it was funny at the ballpark last night. They showed a kid wearing – he's already got the jersey. Now, you can get those custom jerseys, you know, because I don't know if you can get all ready from MLB.com.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know if I was a kid, I'd want one.
I'm with you.
Harris is the real deal, man. What a blast to watch.
He is, man. And that's cool. The kids are already repping Michael Harris. Hey, as far as the win, and that play-by-play courtesy of Valley Sports, the win last night, Snicker kind of summed it up talking about how crazy it was.
Yeah, I know. Hitting a homer. I mean, all of them. Marcel had, I mean, man, I don't know. That's probably a ball he hit. You know, it was good base running by Marcel on Matt's ball. Really good at bat by William, you know, steal the base. And I heard Charlie say, Doobie, get a big hit. That's awesome.
It all fell into place last night. Let's hope that's the case today. And we wrap up this series. We are getting ready for the NBA draft. Everybody is saying, and again, it's, you know, you don't know until it happens, that Jabari Smith from Auburn is going to be the number one overall pick. Bruce Pearl is his coach at Auburn, and he was asked about who does he compare to. Bruce Pearl said Kevin Durant. Listen.
Well, I mean, the comp's got to be Durant. It's got to be because of his ability to shoot the ball, his jump shoot. And he's got a high release point. He's every bit of 6'10". And he can make open ones, and he can make contested ones. And he's absolutely not afraid of the moment. You know, the secret sauce to Jabari is his competitiveness.
Yeah.
Like, Colin, he doesn't want to lose at anything. Like, he's going to win sprints. He's going to win a free throw contest, 3-point shooting contest. He's going to win at ping pong. And if he doesn't win, he's pissed. And he affects everybody else that he's with. That's all he cares about is getting better, being a great teammate, and winning championships.
Can't argue with that.
Bro, that's a great makeup. And the kid was magical in the tournament and this year for Auburn. So if he goes one, that'll be to the Orlando Magic, okay, as they start their process.
By the way, another kid who went to high school at Georgia who didn't go to the University of Georgia, or Georgia Tech for that matter.
Oh, Mike, good point. You're absolutely right. Oklahoma City has the second pick. They're saying Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga, the big 7-footer, you know, and again, they're trying to compare him to Porzingis, and I was like, okay, whatever. The Rockets have the third pick.
You'd be Porzingis, you'd be Adam Morrison.
Yeah, one of the two. The Rockets have the third pick. They'll probably go Banchero. And again, this is all speculation. Jaden Ivey's the kid that our listener was talking about, James Thompson. He's a shooting guard, point guard, average about 20, 22 a game. He's probably going to go 4 overall to the Kings, and then that gets you to the fifth pick. with Keegan Murray going to the Pistons from Iowa, and I love both of those picks. Murray and Ivy are nice, but I don't know how much they help us. And, oh, by the way, we're not looking for a starting point guard. We're looking for a backup point guard that can help us and spare Trey in those minutes where he's out of the game. But either way, that's what the top five looks like, Mike. We'll see how it shakes out tonight. And, again, we don't pick until 16 if we keep the pick. And if we do, well, then are you going small forward? What are you doing? The reports are Jalen Williams out of Santa Clara.
Yeah, that's what ESPN has got us doing at 16, small forward.
Okay. So, and you're going, so Santa Clara, isn't that a small school? Don't think of it like that, guys.
It doesn't matter anymore.
No. Nope. Doesn't matter. So, here's why you would do that. If you, in fact, are going to trade John Collins, Mike, you still need to replace that position. Even though you have Okongwu, you have Jalen Johnson, but you might not think Johnson's ready. You're just thinking about the future, and you're stacking, you know, players at that position. So that's why if you go, why would we go small forward? Because if you trade John Collins, that you still need bodies.
Right. And again, guys, I still think whatever these trade, again, these trade rumors, the one that I like is the job. Of all the rumors we've heard, Murray is the one I love, along with DeAndre Ayton. Now, we could pull that all off.
Ooh.
We don't think it's correct. We'd have a team with three players. It would be DeAndre Ayton, Trey, and those two. That's it. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how many moves we actually do make. But I'm with you. I just think if you're watching this draft thinking that somebody – and by the way, a good chance whoever's drafted is not even going to play for this team too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's hear from Woj, guys, on the potential Hawks trade. This is from Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN.
They want some significant moves – around the draft, free agency. John Collins, I think he's more than just available. I think he's likely to move in a deal coming up here, whether it's draft night, whether it's later on. But listen, they may end up keeping that 16 pick. It doesn't necessarily have to be part of a draft night trade, but Travis Schlenk, their general manager, ownership, there's a real determination there to try to improve this roster. I think virtually everybody on that roster is available, except for DeAndre Hunter and, of course, Trae Young. I think everybody else probably willing to talk to you about. And there's certainly a lot of interest in John Collins, who could step in as a 4-5 man, you know, for a lot of teams and put up 20 and nearly 10. So I think you'll see the Hawks continuing to try to do some deals, and that may extend even beyond draft night.
Woj talking about potential trades with the Hawks. Everybody that I've talked to and everybody that covers the league feels like that's going to happen. We don't know if it will, but there's a lot of smoke there. And we're talking about the movement of John Collins. Where, guys, we don't know. It's all about getting the best deal, but there's a lot of smoke there. And I just have to believe, Mike, that that probably is something we should not be surprised about if and when it happens. It may be tomorrow. It may be tonight, should I say. It may be next week with free agency, or it may be after that. But I don't think that's out of the question before we get back to next season.
Right. And then there's the worker bees. We mentioned P.J. Tucker yesterday. And, again, there's all sorts of pieces that would look good in a Hawks uniform. But, man, to get a point guard that can help Trey. And, again, but it's all incumbent. If that Murray thing is actually real, is Nate going to do it the right way? Does this offense get dynamic? Because it sure as heck should. You know, I just don't know, is Nate the right coach for that kind of an offense?
All right, can we talk about that when we come back? Because it's a great point. It's Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live well. We're going to talk about Nate and his role as we continue to try to build a championship team next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the NBA draft, and Mike, before we went to break, said, is Nate going to do his part, regardless of where this ends up, whether we trade for potentially another star or, you know, what happens in the draft? And I think it's something that we have to talk about. First, let's go back to when Nate got the job, because this team needed a new voice. Everything just kind of fell into place. And we're glad that things worked out two seasons ago the way they did, and it got Nate rewarded with a contract extension, and rightfully so. But, you know, now, Mike, I think the work really starts, because you have an established superstar who you've paid in Trae Young. You paid John Collins, and whether he's here or not, the fact is you thought he was going to be a part of this, so you took care of him, and that's what you needed to do. But the role of Nate, we can't just dismiss this as Hawks fans and go, yeah, but it's all left up to the players. Great players have great coaches. Say what you want about Steve Kerr, but he's been a great coach in that situation for the Golden State Warriors. You can say the same thing about any other team that's won championships. I think Bud is great for Giannis and that group and in Milwaukee. You know, Mike, with the Lakers, their coach got fired. But you listen, they won in the bubble, which was unusual circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going back the last three coaches. But the point is, great coaches are a part of this. And, Mike, I don't know if Nate has that moniker. I think he's a really good guy. I think he knows what he's doing. But Nate didn't come here as a guy that had a great playoff history. He just didn't.
No, that's the thing. When you beat the Knicks and then on to the Sixers, and again, you had the Bucks right where, I mean, you were in the series, and then obviously Trae got injured. And that was that's the best Nate's ever done in the postseason. That was the knock on him from every other stop he's had. And then last year, I mean, we said it. I mean, I don't know, did Nate, just like we said with Snicker, you got to pick your spots when if you're going to get on the guys and say, what are we doing here? But, I mean, we had so many injuries, so many different lineups. The COVID stuff really jammed us up too. And then, you know, down the stretch, John Collins got hurt. He missed basically the last 6 weeks of the season. And so I had no idea what our offensive identity was. We'd have, remember we had that 7-game or 6-game win streak and things were looking good. And then all of a sudden, whoop, and then we'd have like these lulls, right? It would always start when Trae would sit at the end of the third quarter into the fourth. And then teams would make a run and Nate would like, get Trae back out there. So now the idea is, and again, there's a couple of articles that have since come out and things on social media saying, the Spurs are asking for the moon and the sun and the stars to get to Jonte Murray to Atlanta. And it would include John Collins and maybe a lot more. So we may have to, you know, temper our expectations. But the point we were saying before the break is, even if we get Murray, what is a Murray-Trae offense? I was just telling a listener. He goes, why do we need another point guard? No. They would be on the floor simultaneously. It would create mismatches. It would create all sorts of opportunities for Trae. It would be like Steph Curry at this stage of his career, right?
Yes. You need multiple guys that can do multiple things. Listen, specialty guys are great. If you got a catch and shoot guy and you got other guys that can score, that's fine. The guy comes off the bench and that's what he does for you. If you have a defensive specialist, we talked about PJ Tucker, right? He doesn't score a lot. He doesn't have to. He gives you so many other intangibles. But we need other guys to be able to create. All this pressure shouldn't be on Trae. If he doesn't dribble, get past this guy and make a play, we don't score. That's too much. It's too much for Steph. It's too much for LeBron. All these guys need help. So we need more of those players. Kyrie helped LeBron win his championship. okay, when he was with Cleveland. Dwayne Wade helped LeBron win his championship. There's something to be said about having guys that can create. That's why when, you know, LeBron went to Miami, Mike, Jeff Van Gundy, I remember like it was yesterday, he said they were unguardable because they had multiple guys, even Chris Bosh, who could put the ball on the floor, and if you had to, you had to account for him. We don't have that right now. So that's why this potential trade would be so appealing to the Hawks.
Right. So I love it. I want it. I just don't know what Nate's going to do with it. And then, again, in the meantime, we already – I don't need to go draft the guys who say, well, go, let's go get a backup for Trey. You got Sharif Cooper, right? I mean, you got Sharif – you got some scoring down there. I mean, when will this guy ever – I mean, by the way, do you think he will be a player that will be able to give you 20 minutes a night for the Hawks at some point? When does that occur for Sharif Cooper?
Well, it's a good question. Listen, I saw him up close and personal. I love his game. He's not a above-the-rim guy, but neither is Trey, okay? He's not a Ja Morant type. But he can get his shot off. He can score. He is a scorer. It's what, you know, why he led McEachern to a high school state championship and then went on to Auburn for a year. The thing with him, Mike, is I think he just needs more playing time, right? More right. seasoning, which is why he played in the G League. But if you're asking me what he can't do, I heard, you know, yesterday when we were talking to Tate, Deshaun Tate, and he said sometimes he has an issue getting his shot off against bigger players. Okay. That's fine. It's the NBA. That may happen, but I don't think that's a deterrent from him not getting an opportunity to play. He can handle the ball, and he can assist. He gets other guys involved. I don't know, Mike, when that happens or how they view him right now in the pecking order of Trey and then where are our other point guards at right now. So I think it's something they're going to have to figure out. But the problem is we need a scoring point guard. We just don't need a guy to come in and handle the ball. That's the problem. The scoring goes down when Trey goes to the bench, which is why Murray would be so appealing because you could leave him in the game.
Right.
You know, and you're still right there.
Now, again, I don't want Gobert because it costs too much money. I love DeAndre Ayton. Again, there's something, I mean, I don't know, could we pull all of this off? It just seems like the Spurs want a lot of stuff because, as you and I said to start the show, the only thing I couldn't get my head around last night when this story broke is, why would they want to get rid of Murray? Because they still got two more years of this dude's contract, and he's really good. And I know John Collins can certainly do some work for the Spurs and continue his regular season PPG.
You're not right.
But but if they want, I mean, but here's the thing: if they wanted like this year's all our draft picks for this year and next year, who freaking cares? Take
him. I don't either. I want the best team. I tell you that you guys this all the time. I want the best team. Right. We can have come September, right?
And they want October. Her and they have Red Velvet and Joy Texas, all right? I mean, that too.
Whatever that looks like, okay? And then if that team is not what you expected, this is where general managers, Alex Anthopoulos, have to do their work. They have to say, here's what we need, and you go make it happen, and you change that team before the trade deadline. And then you see where things shake out. But I don't care about all these picks and all that. I mean, listen, I'm about to use a Les Snead, you know, quote. Mm-hmm. Blank those picks.
Right.
Let's go win now. And if you told me we could add two veteran guys, scoring, more defense, and get bigger, Mike, I'd take that over any of these picks that we have potentially to get tonight.
I'm with you. I just think the NBA is slightly ahead of baseball when it comes to how long it takes these guys to develop, unless you get a Ja Morant or an Anthony Edwards, because those guys were ahead of the curve. Usually it takes 3 years. I mean, look, I still don't know what DeAndre Hunter is, right?
No.
I mean, we never learned what Cam Reddish truly was either. That's a Knicks thing now. But there is so many guys, and especially if you watch the Hawks and where they've drafted, whether they've had a top five pick. You know, Okongwu was a top 10, and we certainly believe in his skill set. But even there, Okongwu is so young.
Yep.
He's got to learn on the job. All these guys are coming out of the league at age 19, so it's going to take a minute.
What do you guys think? And again, this isn't banging on Nate. This is saying, just like we say to all of our players, be better. Our show is about chips. This show is about championships. We're not content with, oh, well, you know, they made the playoffs. That felt good. We're past that. So if you think that, man, these guys are being hard on Nate, no, we all have to be better. They have to be better. So if you're going to get in better players, Mike's point is, how are you coaching these guys up to make sure that we're getting the most from them? I think it's valid, and when the season rolls around, I hope we're not talking about how stagnant the offense is, because it was stagnant at times last season.
Yeah, and that's where, especially in the Eastern Conference, we said earlier, the Eastern Conference is, and I use the phrase a lot, but dynamic. You know, you look at the Bucks. I'm not sure what the Sixers are going to do moving forward, but the Sixers obviously still got some good pieces up there. Not sure what the Nets are going to do, but the Bucks, you got Miami. The Bulls are a pretty good team. You know, I mean, maybe Durant moves, maybe he doesn't. The Celtics aren't going anywhere. You got to find a way to leapfrog those guys. And right now, we don't have that talent.
All right, man. Want to hear from you guys. And you see, we say what we're saying, and then people will go, well, they said fire Nate. We didn't say that. We said be better. And I got to see where this team is and how it shakes out. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Lots of guys hitting us up talking about what the Hawks need, where they would go. Mike, what do you think about DeLon Wright, by the way? What do you think? I do like him.
Yeah,
but great. I thought he was better last year.
Great defensive player. I think certainly, you know, his shooting is streaky, but he is a guy that is arguably the best defender we have in the front court, or the back court, I should say.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And by the way, he may be back. I don't know how that's going to shake out.
No problem with him. No, no.
All right, man. Roger Goodell yesterday had a lot to say. We're going to let you hear some of it. A lot of people talking about it. And also, John Gruden's lawyer speaks out about Goodell's testimony. Oh, it's personal. NFL Blitz coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.